For World Braille Day today, Tuesday the 4th of January, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are chatting with Braille users and fans of Braille to find out what Braille means to them and how they use Braille in their day-to-day life. Stuart Lawler, Head of Content Creation and Business Development Manager for Sight and Sound Technology Ireland, joins me now to share his love of Braille. Hello Stuart, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, great to be here, and a very happy new year and very happy World Braille Day.
Indeed. Stuart, when were you first introduced to Braille, and did you find Braille easy to learn?
So I was introduced to Braille, first of all, when I was in a mainstream Montessori school at home. I come from a rural part of Ireland, and before I went to special school, I suppose, at a boarding school, I was in a Montessori school, and my teacher at the time was introduced to Braille herself by one of the teachers in one of the special schools for the blind, and she started to teach me. And I remember, Toby, to be quite honest with you, at the start, it was a bit boring because I was just reading dots on the page and it wasn't that exciting. But when I got a Perkins, I remember there was this big excitement because there was a Perkins coming from Dublin, and I didn't know what a Perkins machine was, a Braille machine. This thing arrived and suddenly I realized, hang on, now I can create Braille. It really transformed it for me. And it's really funny because when you work with adult learners, and I realized this a lot later in life, they have a similar thing. I think when they start getting to make their own Braille, it almost comes to life for them. So for me, the reading was a bit of a drag and a bit of a drudge, to be honest, initially. When I got the Perkins, I never looked back.
And what does Braille mean to you, and generally, how do you use it in your day-to-day life?
Oh, you know, so many things. And that's why I love World Braille Day, because we can talk about all these things, can't we? And I suppose Braille to me means access to information, literacy, being able to spell, being able to read, not having to rely on synthetic speech, maybe sometimes just to be able to read with my hands, read a book. I will always say, Toby, and I've said it to many people, that when I'm at a meeting or I'm giving a presentation, I'll still Braille my notes on Braille paper, not on a Braille display. There's a difference, I think, in reading Braille on a Braille paper as opposed to a piece of Braille tech. So Braille is all those things. It's equality. There's something lovely about going into a restaurant and being handed a Braille menu without ever having to ask for it. And I think these are things we think about on World Braille Day.
And as you obviously work for Sight and Sound Technology, Braille Tech is something that you work with on a day-to-day basis, demonstrating and promoting Braille technology to blind and partially sighted people. Stuart, what do you see as the future of Braille technology?
Well, there's no doubt that there's a lot of Braille technology out there. It varies in price and varies in feature set. I think we're going into exciting things in the world of multi-line refreshable Braille. And we haven't really had that, you know, up to very recently with the development and the sale of the Canute, which of course is from the really talented people at Bristol Braille Technology in Bristol. And that's the first of the multi-line refreshable Braille devices. There are others, and I'm sure there will be others. We need access, I think, for people who are studying maths or music or science or, you know, times when you need to look at two lines of Braille simultaneously. That's going to be really important. And then how that technology will interface with existing tech like our computers and our phones and, I don't know, smartwatches and anything. So I'm very excited about looking at that space in the next few years and, of course, watching what all the existing Braille manufacturers will do as well.
And what do you think can be done to maybe raise the profile of Braille and increase its uptake with blind and partially sighted people?
I firmly believe, Toby, that the best advocates for Braille are blind people themselves. So simple things like if you go on a flight and they offer you the safety guide, it doesn't, and I might have read this thing 100 times, but it doesn't matter. I always take it, and God, I don't mind saying this on this program. I hope nobody minds, but I pretend to read it. I kind of throw my fingers across it because I feel if I don't, if I say, no, it's okay, I've seen it before, they'll eventually go, nobody asked for that Braille thing. We don't need to get it printed again. So the best advocates for Braille are Braille users themselves. Look for Braille, request Braille. If Braille is your chosen format, request it. And talk to people. I think sighted people are very interested to know and learn and understand Braille. And let's keep flying the flag. I think World Braille Day is a great, for me, I always think it's a lovely way to start the year, Toby. I don't know about you, but I always think, it's a new year, talk about Braille, and it's a great way to get started.
And obviously, World Braille Day celebrates the life of Louis Braille and shines a light on his invention, Braille 2. Stuart, how will you be celebrating World Braille Day today?
Well, do you know what I've done? I've taken out my Perkins just to, it's kind of funny, just to have a bit of a play with it. Maybe I'm going right back to those early days, but I'm reminding myself why I have a Perkins, that I use it, I don't know, 3 times a year to write cards. I wrote a few Christmas cards on it last year, or rather Christmas just gone by. So yeah, I'm just kind of looking at my Perkins again today, going, this for me was where it all started, and still, it's a device that I would not be without.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Stuart Lawler, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio on World Braille Day.
Thanks, Toby, and good to chat to you. Happy World Braille Day.